From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Mostly sunny for the remainder of this afternoon and hot. 50% chance of showers and storms, another 50% chance of showers and storms tonight. Some locally heavy rainfall is possible, lows tonight in the lower 70s. It's 88 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 3:06.
To All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Culinaria in Lawrence, serving Mediterranean-inspired cuisine, open for happy hour and dinner Wednesday through Saturday with wine night on Wednesdays, featuring glasses, bottles, and wine flights. Menu at culinariafoodandwine.com.
Didn't realize that was a song they were playing right now. Okay. I'm Laura Lorson. I'm your host for All Things Considered here locally. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we are going to talk about the many, many SCOTUS decisions today. Grants Pass, Loper Bright, January 6th. Lots to talk about. Then the Biden administration has been urging Americans to consider manufactured housing as an affordable option when they're looking for a home. Officials say new models have come a long way from so-called trailers and mobile homes, and they are within reach of many budgets.
They are high-quality and durable homes, and becoming more and more energy efficient. They will really surprise you.
Coming up in just about 25 minutes, are these new manufactured homes an affordable option way to expand the tight housing market? And a bigger question, are they safe in severe weather? We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
A group of generous members has put together a $25,000 challenge that will be met when you make a pledge right now. Help us meet this match at kansaspublicradio.org. Your support will keep KPR on the air. Thank you for your support.
Give us a sign. Heat advisory till 8 o'clock tonight for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. Till 7 o'clock tonight for Clay, Coffee, Dickinson, Geary, Lyon, Morris, Osage, Ottawa, Riley, and Wabunsee counties could see heat index values up to 108. Tonight we do have a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Locally heavy rainfall is possible this evening. It will remain humid. Lows tonight in the lower 70s. We have a 20% chance of showers and storms tomorrow. We're expecting a high in the upper 80s. Slight chance of rain late tomorrow night. Lows in the lower 60s. Big change on Sunday. Partly sunny with a slight chance of rain in the morning and highs topping out around 80. It'll heat back up after that, though. The time is 3:20.
This is All Things Considered. Born.
I wrote my first song when I was 11 years old. I stole my microphone from my older brother, and I was listening to a ton of Enya, actually, at the time. So I would just record, like, 20 of my voices trying to sing soothing songs to my pimpled, like, glasses middle school self.
Rock star Dan Reynolds, Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 7 o'clock, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Weekend Edition Saturday on your KPR stations. Kay McIntyre is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from First Presbyterian Church in Lawrence, with services online on YouTube and in person every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. for community building, worship, and music. Information at firstpreslawrence.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. The time is 3:30.
Phoenix.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Three new abortion-related laws will be taking effect in Kansas on Monday. As Rose Conlon reports, one is being challenged in court.
Kansas abortion providers will have to begin asking patients their reason for getting an abortion and reporting their answers to state officials. It's part of a law backed by anti-abortion groups who say the data could be used to reduce abortion rates. But abortion providers say collecting the information is invasive and medically irrelevant. They're asking a judge to block the law from taking effect. A hearing on their request is set for Monday morning. Two other laws are also taking effect. One increases funding for anti-abortion groups, and another makes it easier to prosecute people for coercing others to get an abortion. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
Many community streets are already booming with 4th of July fireworks, even though the holiday is a week away. But as Jody Fortino reports, experts are encouraging partiers to use caution.
Nearly 10,000 Americans were treated in emergency rooms for firework injuries last year. Dr. Kate Bieberdorf is a chemist and host of KCUR's Seeking a Scientist podcast. If people really want to blow stuff up, she recommends training to work on a fireworks display crew or to get your pyrotechnic operator's license.
Do not mess around with fireworks. They are very serious business.
Fireworks can also be dangerously loud. She says people should wear hearing protection if they're closer than 500 feet. I'm Jody Fortino.
Western Kansas has the highest concentration of cattle in the state, and the animals can be sensitive to extreme heat. Prolonged exposure to high temperatures can cause heat stress. Just 2 years ago, Kansas saw heat stress kill more than 1,000 head of cattle. Kansas State University is warning Southwest Kansas, which is under heat advisories, for animal comfortability, and temperatures may only get worse. Will Milishawski, livestock instructor at Seward County Community College, says extreme weather can hurt the livelihoods of Western Kansans.
As those businesses struggle, those communities around them will struggle, whether it be layoffs, you know, if we're losing too many cattle, we're not making this sustainable.
Milishawski says ranchers need to monitor their herds and provide access to shade and extra water, but he says feedlots may have a harder time providing these amenities. A heat advisory is in effect through 8 o'clock tonight for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. A heat advisory is in effect until 7 o'clock tonight for Clay, Coffee, Dickinson, Geary, Lyon, Morris, Osage, Ottawa, Riley, and Waubonsie counties. We do have a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Locally heavy rainfall is possible this evening. Lows tonight in the lower 70s. It's 90 degrees in Emporia, 93 in Manhattan. It is 3:35.
This is all.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. The Biden administration wants the nation's house hunters to give manufactured homes a try because they're more affordable. Meanwhile, officials are close to updating construction codes to make the homes more climate resilient. But as Holly Edgel of the Midwest Newsroom reports, some housing experts say the new homes still are not safe enough during extreme weather events.
In early June, retrofit the village.
I mean, I'm thrilled. Yeah, about learning this.
Dubuque will learn if it gets its HUD grant later this year. With contributor Colson Thayer, I'm Holly Edgel for the Midwest Newsroom.
The Midwest Newsroom is a collaboration between NPR and public radio stations in Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas. Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and lots of other frequencies all around the state.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available for upcoming performances, including Broadway musicals Dear Evan Hansen, Pretty Woman, and Hadestown, plus more. Details at lead.ku.edu.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then, the Supreme Court has overturned a long-standing rule called the Chevron Doctrine, or more specifically, Chevron Deference. What does that mean, and why is it so, so, so important? Well, Nina Totenberg will tell you all about it coming up shortly here on KPR. We're in the midst of our quiet drive, hoping to raise $25,000 before the end of our fiscal year. Many thanks to Natalie Lentz of Shawnee, Susan Walton of Shawnee Mission. She especially appreciates Kansas News Service. Leroy Hahn of Tonganoxie, Yvonne Chen of Lawrence, Becky Rawls Riley of Olathe, Elizabeth Kizar of Oklahoma City, and Ed Lane of Lawrence. Thank you so much for contributing to our drive. We rely on you to keep us up and running, and we really do appreciate every single one of you who make your pledge right now at kansaspublicradio.org. It is 10 minutes before 4.
From NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, 10 to 11 a.m. on your KPR1 stations. It's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the weekly NPR news quiz. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANB and KANB HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Right now, we're sending anyone who gives $7 a month or more a brand new KPR logo enamel pin. Increase your support today at kansaspublicradio.org, and thanks for your investment in KPR.
It is 92 degrees in Lawrence. It is 95 in Manhattan, and the time is 4:06.
All things considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
Stay with us. Coming up in our next half hour, the Iowa State Supreme Court has upheld a ban on abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. That replaces the 20-week ban that has been enforced. We will also have a conversation with independent candidate for President Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's going to talk with Scott Detrow about last night's debate between President Biden and former President Trump. What it could all mean for his third-party run for the presidency. We'll tell you about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, carrying a full line of farm-fresh local produce, including tomatoes, sweet corn, peaches, and other grades of Midwestern produce. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at PinesGardenMarket.com.
Kansas Public Radio is here for you because of you. Because we know how important it is now more than ever to entertain, to inspire, to enlighten. We're committed to bringing you excellent programming. But honestly, we need your help to finish out this fiscal year in a sustainable way. You can have your gift matched dollar for dollar right now when you donate at kansaspublicradio.org. And thank you so much for your support of this important community resource. 50% chance of rain tonight. Could see some locally heavy rainfall. Lows tonight in the lower 70s. It's 4:20.
This is NPR News. When singer Camila Cabello's debut album launched her into music stardom, she says she worried about impressing the right people. But for her new album, the singer picked up her pen and found her voice.
On every song, every line or everything that I sing feels like me being the most me version of myself.
Camila Cabello talks about her latest release on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock on your KPR stations for Weekend All Things Considered. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is your place for NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Stay with us. News headlines are up next. The time is 4:30.
Have strengthened state laws to increase water protections. Others have weakened them. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Stocks finished lower on Wall Street as inflation pressures on the economy continue to ease. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A Kansas law taking effect on Monday will require abortion providers to ask patients why they're getting an abortion. They'll have to report their answers to state officials. Anti-abortion groups say the data could help inform programs and policies that reduce abortion rates. But providers say the law is invasive and unnecessary, and they're challenging that law in court. A hearing is set for Monday. Two other abortion-related laws will also take effect on Monday. They will direct more money to anti-abortion groups and make it easier to prosecute people for coercing others to get an abortion. Many community streets are already booming with 4th of July fireworks, even though the holiday is a week away, but that fun comes at a cost. Fireworks release pollutants that can harm people's respiratory and cardiovascular systems. Dr. Kate Bieberdorf is a chemist and hosts a science podcast. She says fireworks are also not great for the environment.
They release carbon dioxide into the atmosphere and ultimately exacerbate our ongoing battle against climate change.
Fireworks can also be dangerously loud. She says people should wear hearing protection if they're closer than 500 feet to firing fireworks. The Wichita School Board has taken the first step in allowing the sale of an elementary school to the city, which plans to use the building as a shelter. Kylie Cameron has that story.
The city of Wichita intends to use the former elementary school as its future homeless shelter and resource center. The school board declared the property a surplus, giving the legislature the first option to acquire the building. The sale will move forward with the city if the legislature declines. The building will be sold to the city for a dollar. Board Vice President Diane Albert spoke in favor of the sale.
I understand how that seems odd, but this is a fiscally responsible decision between two government entities to not use taxpayer funds in exchange.
The city says it plans to open its emergency winter shelter by late fall. The city council is expected to approve a purchase agreement with the school district next week. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kylie Cameron in Wichita.
And the Veterans Administration has moved its Wichita Regional Benefits Office to a new space and expanded services. We get more from Noor Longi.
Since Congress expanded VA benefits in March to cover veterans exposed to toxic substances during their service, there's been an influx of Kansans seeking assistance. VA Secretary Dennis McDonough says he hopes the move will help veterans and their families get access to benefits and health care more quickly.
As we get more and more veterans in relationship with us, we need more room to process those claims. This facility will allow us to do that.
The move increases the office by 10,000 square feet. I'm Noor Longi.
It is 92 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 4:35.
From it.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hi there. It's Jeff Watson, host of Afternoon Classical Music here on KPR. And us classical hosts are creating programming to lift your spirits by playing your favorite concertos, symphonies, and solo performances from the great classical composers. Your support is crucial to maintain our high-quality music library and our outstanding hosts. Do your part to ensure we finish out this fiscal year strong by donating at kansaspublicradio.org and help us beat a $25,000 challenge. And thank you for your support.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org, streaming both our KPR1 and KPR2 services.
Support for KPR comes from the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, a week of classical and jazz concerts, June 21st through 29th, 7:30 p.m. at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus. Open to the public. More information at sunflowermusicfestival.org.
Hope you'll stay with us. Coming up in our next half hour, President Biden remarked about last night's debate at a rally today in North Carolina.
Now folks, I don't know what you did last night, but I spent 90 minutes on the stage debating the guy who has the morals of an alley cat.
But many Democrats were disappointed by the debate performance. We will hear a lot of people talking about that coming up shortly here on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
Heat advisory in effect till 8 o'clock tonight for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. Heat advisory till 7 o'clock tonight for Clay, Coffee, Dickinson, Geary, Lyon, Morris, Osage, Ottawa, Riley, and Waubonsie counties.
From NPR News, this is all.
Listen weekdays.
Join us Monday morning, 5 to 9 a.m. for Morning Edition. You can always count on Morning Edition Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Two more hours of All Things Considered coming right up. It is 92 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 5 o'clock.
And sustainable future. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
91 degrees in Lawrence, 96 in Manhattan, 93 in Topeka. The time is 5:06.
Faltered.
I don't walk as easy as I used to. I don't speak as smoothly as I used to. I don't debate as well as I used to. But I know what I do know. I know how to tell the truth. I know right from wrong. And I know how to do this job.
This was the earliest televised general election debate in history.
We interrupt this broadcast of All Things Considered with a quick weather alert. A severe thunderstorm warning has been issued by the National Weather Service in Topeka for northeastern Dickinson County, Geary County, and northwestern Morris County. This is in effect until 5:45 this evening. At 5:02, a severe thunderstorm located about 4 miles southeast of Chapman. It's moving to the east at 30 miles per hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, half-dollar-sized hail reported with this storm. Hail damage to vehicles, trees, roofs, siding, all expected. Locations affected by the severe thunderstorm include Junction City, Grandview Plaza, Chapman, White City, and Dwight. It includes I-70 between mile markers 283 and 316. Again, that's a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Dickinson County, Geary County, and northwestern Morris County until 5:45. We now return you to All Things Considered, already in progress.
We're trying to rewrite history.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, June 25th through 30th in Lawrence, Kansas. All access passes now on sale, including admission to all film screenings, events, and receptions. Available at freestatefestival.org.
The National Weather Service in Topeka has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Dickinson County, all of Geary County, and northwestern Morris County. This is in effect until 5:45. Severe thunderstorm just about 4 miles southeast of Chapman. About 20 minutes ago, it was moving to the east at 30 miles per hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts with this storm. Half-dollar-sized hail. If you are in Junction City, Grandview Plaza, Chapman, White City, or Dwight, this thunderstorm should be affecting you. They are expecting hail damage with it. This also includes I-70 between mile markers 283 and 316.
Support for KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting contemporary swing revival band Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, October 3rd at Liberty Hall. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Big Bad Voodoo Daddy at Liberty Hall, October 3rd.
You may have heard us talk about our so-called silent drive, trying to raise $25,000 here just before the end of our fiscal year. I want to thank many donors that we have had this afternoon. An anonymous donor from Lawrence, Kathleen Hansen from Kansas City, James Warren of Lenexa, and another anonymous donor from Topeka. You can join them. Visit us at kansaspublicradio.org. There's a big box sort of on the splash page. It's really impossible to miss. If you would like to make a contribution, we would certainly appreciate it. We're hoping you will help us close out this fiscal year in a position to bring you all the news and music and more you've come to expect from KPR. We have news headlines coming up in just about 10 minutes. It is 91 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 520.
Support for NPR.
Old, like, glasses, middle school self.
Rockstar Dan Reynolds, Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 7 o'clock on your KPR station, 7 to 10 a.m. You will be hearing Weekend Edition Saturday. Kay McIntyre is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from River Rat Print and Skate, a local source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating, including T-shirts, sweatshirts, workwear, and more. Available for school fundraisers and other events. Details at their location in North Lawrence or riverratks.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines coming up in just a moment. I'm going to start everything off with an update on the very active weather we are seeing this afternoon. Stick around. The time is 5:30.
The water.
That story coming up after the news.
And you are listening to KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson, jumping in just a shade early because we have some new weather information for you at this hour. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 5:45 for northeastern Dickinson, all of Geary, and north-central Morris counties. A severe thunderstorm located near Chapman, moving to the east at 20 miles per hour, now reporting ping-pong ball-sized hail with this storm and 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts. They are expecting hail damage with this storm. People and animals outdoors will be injured. Locations affected by the storm include Junction City, Grandview Plaza, Chapman, and Dwight. It also includes I-70 between mile markers 283 and 316. Again, that severe thunderstorm warning in effect for about another 15 minutes till 5:45. Again, ping-pong ball-sized hail reporting being reported with this storm. That is nothing to mess about with. Get indoors inside a sturdy shelter and stay there till the thunderstorm passes. The National Weather Service has also issued a tornado watch until 11 o'clock tonight. That means the conditions are good for the development of tornadoes. Tornadoes often a component of severe thunderstorms, which we will see moving through the area this evening. This tornado watch until 11 o'clock tonight, and it covers quite a broad swath of the KPR listening area. The following counties in Kansas are covered: Atchison, Brown, Chase, Clay, Dickinson, Donovan, Douglas, Franklin, Geary, Jackson, Jefferson, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lyon, Miami, Morris, Nemaha, Osage, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, Waubonsie, and Wyandotte counties in Kansas. On the other side of the state line, we have Andrew, Buchanan, Clay, Holt, Jackson, Platte, and Ray counties covered by this tornado watch until 11 o'clock tonight. That does include all of the greater Kansas City metro, Lawrence, Topeka, Manhattan, Emporia, Abilene. It does not cover Chanute, but doesn't quite go that far south. But if you're in Chase County, obviously if you're in Cottonwood Falls, Strong City, someplace like that, you are covered by this tornado watch as well tonight. Be on your guard. Make sure you have a way to be notified about severe weather, particularly after the sun goes down. Tornado watch until 11 o'clock tonight for most of the KPR listening area, including Topeka, Lawrence, Manhattan, Junction City, and the greater Kansas City metro. In other news, three new abortion-related laws will be taking effect in Kansas on Monday. As Rose Conlon reports, One is being challenged in court.
Kansas abortion providers will have to begin asking patients their reason for getting an abortion and reporting their answers to state officials. It's part of a law backed by anti-abortion groups who say the data could be used to reduce abortion rates. But abortion providers say collecting the information is invasive and medically irrelevant. They're asking a judge to block the law from taking effect. A hearing on their request is set for Monday morning. Two other laws are also taking effect. One increases funding for anti-abortion groups, and another makes it easier to prosecute people for coercing others to get an abortion. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
The competition will be fierce among the women competing in the U.S. Olympic trials for gymnastics, which begin tonight. Those competitors include Overland Park native Leanne Wong. Greg Eklund reports.
It's an unusual route for Wong to the trials. Some elite gymnasts have been training for the trials since January, but Wong chose to balance her college competition at the University of Florida with elite training. Wong says she's glad she chose that path.
That was a big challenge of balancing both elite and college gymnastics, but I always find things to learn during the college season that I can incorporate to elite.
Wong is a four-time world medalist. She qualified to be on the USA team that competed 3 years ago in the Tokyo Olympics, but Wong ended up not competing because she was quarantined after close contact with a teammate who tested positive for COVID-19. I'm Greg Eklund.
We do still have a heat advisory in effect until 8 o'clock tonight for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. Heat advisory till 7 o'clock tonight for Clay, Coffey, Dickinson, Lyon, Morris, Osage, Ottawa, Riley, and Waubonsie counties. Tonight we do have a 50% chance of showers and storms. Those that do move through could contain heavy rainfall. Lows tonight in the lower 70s. 20% chance of showers and storms tomorrow with a high in the upper 80s. Once again, we do have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 5:45 for northeastern Dickinson, all of Geary, and north central Morris counties, and most of the KPR listening area now under a tornado watch until 11 o'clock tonight. It's 5:35.
Says all things considered from NPR.
Laws and send lawmakers back to determine new rules. For NPR News, I'm Sylvia Goodman in Louisville.
You are listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. The Biden administration wants the nation's house hunters to give manufactured homes a try because they're more affordable. Meanwhile, officials are close to updating construction codes to make the homes more climate resistant. But as Holly Edgel of the Midwest Newsroom reports, some housing experts say the new homes still aren't safe enough during extreme weather.
In early June, a new neighborhood when severe weather is on the way. So where does that leave homeowners like Murphy, who still lives in a 1970s mobile home? The city of Dubuque has applied for a HUD grant that would turn Terrace Heights into a community trust and pay to repair and retrofit the village.
I mean, I'm thrilled about learning this.
Dubuque will learn if it gets its HUD grant later this year. With contributor Colson Thayer, I'm Holly Edgel for the Midwest Newsroom.
The Midwest Newsroom is a collaborative between NPR and public radio stations in Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 90.3 FM in Chanute. The National Weather Service has just issued a brand new severe thunderstorm warning. The prior one for portions of Morris and Dickinson County has been allowed to expire, but this is a fresh one. Same storm, it's just moved a little bit. Northeastern Dickinson County, southwestern Geary County, south central Riley County. This is in effect until 6:30 tonight. This storm stalled out near Chapman. 60 miles an hour wind gusts, half-dollar sized hail. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. Wind damage is possible as well. Locations affected include Junction City, Ogden, Grandview Plaza, and Chapman, and Interstate 70 between mile markers 286 and 306.
This month, a group of listeners has provided a $25,000 challenge to match every pledge made right now. Help us meet this match by contributing at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you for supporting local public radio.
Because we bring you the weather as soon as we learn about it. Because we bring you great stories like this one that's coming up in the next half hour. A major, major Supreme Court decision came down today overturning what they call Chevron deference. This is hugely important. Might have gotten a little bit buried in all the news of today. But Nina Totenberg will break it down for you coming up in just about another 10 minutes. Once again, we do still have a tornado watch in effect till 11 o'clock tonight for most of the KPR listening area, including Atchison, Brown, Chase, Clay, Dickinson, Donovan, Douglas, Franklin, Geary, Jackson, Jefferson, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lyon, Miami, Morris, Nemaha, Osage, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, Waubonsie, and Wyandotte counties in Kansas. It also includes the greater metro areas of Kansas City and St. Joseph.
This is All Things Considered.
You are listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. I want to give you a quick weather update. Severe thunderstorm warning now in effect for northeastern Dickinson County, southwestern Geary County, south central Riley County. And this is in effect for another 32 minutes. At 5:42, this storm was located near Chapman, moving to the east at 20 miles per hour, 60 mile an hour wind gusts, half dollar sized hail. Hail damage is expected with this storm. I was taking a look at the radar through radar scope. A massive hail core just to the south and a little bit to the west of Junction City. So people in Junction City, Ogden, Grandview Plaza, and Chapman, be aware that this storm is either right on you right now or about to get to you. This includes Interstate 70 between mile markers 286 and 306. We also have a tornado watch in effect until 11 o'clock tonight. These severe thunderstorms can spin off tornadoes without a great deal of warning. So Atchison, Brown, Chase, Clay, Dickinson, Donovan, Douglas, Franklin, Geary, Jackson, Jefferson, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lyon, Miami, Morris, Nemaha, Osage, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, Waubonsie, and Wyandotte counties in Kansas, Andrew, Buchanan, Clay, Holt, Jackson, Platte, and Ray County in Missouri. Be on the lookout for severe thunderstorms and be weather aware. Tornadoes could spin up at any time. Again, a tornado watch, meaning that conditions are very good for the possible formation of tornadoes without much warning. We're live, we're local, we are KPR from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR Atchison, K258BT Manhattan, and online always at kansaspublicradio.org. The time is 6 o'clock. What it really is.